Blog Talk Radio.
Another Monday to yet another You Create Change radio show today. Welcome again, man. I'm happy and excited to have all you guys listening in today. My name is Keith Leonard. I'm your host, and of course, my co-host Bree Lee is on the line.
And hello, today, good day.
There she is. How are you feeling today?
You know, I'm feeling absolutely spectacular.
Cool. Well, you know, we got a job to do. We got some good information to give out today. We got some good people to talk to. So let me just start by saying this is episode 4. We officially went through a month of You Create Change Radio, but thank you guys for rocking with us. We're episode 4 now, and today we're going to be talking about determining. And that is basically determining when is the right time or determining when a goal should be accomplished. But before we get to all that, I'm going to let Bree take us through a quick review of last week so people can catch up if they wasn't on the line.
All right, perfect. So last week, if you missed the show, you've got to go back and listen to it. Episode 3, we talked about beliefs, and it got really, really interesting. The top three things I guess I would say from last week were accept, remove, and insert. Accepting who you want to become and what you want to be. Removing the words if and want from your vocabulary and all the doubts and wonders and all that failure crap, just removing it out of your psyche and inserting words like am and when with excitement and faith. So that was the recap from last week. We go into more detail, of course, but it really got deep.
Yeah. Gotta listen to the show. So if you really want to know what she was talking about, go back. You can go to youcreatechange.us. You can listen to any of our archive shows, and you can keep up with us or catch up with us if you would like. One thing I want to mention from last week, if you don't know about the elephant and rope and the bumblebee, we talked about type of belief, about the elephant belief system and why it stops it from breaking that rope. So it was great, great metaphors we used last week, so please go back and check that out. So today, it's all about today, of course, this Monday. So we're going to talk about determining. That's what we're going to talk about. So before we get started, you know we always start with some type of opening statement or opening question. So, Bree, can you please let us know what that is for today?
Yes, this week our opening question is actually, why is it important to determine when?
Why is it important to determine when? You know, it's interesting because when talking about this particular topic, you know, we do a lot of studying on who, what, you know, how are we going to get it, what we're going to get, you know, who's going to help me. But we don't really focus on the when. We don't really put, you know, an ideal date or time on things. And a lot of times that doesn't allow us to monitor our progression and see how far we've come along. So first point of topic I want to talk about is the Parkinson's Law. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Parkinson's Law, but there's a great guy by the name of Brian Tracy, and he breaks it down tremendously, talking about Parkinson's Law. And what that means is if you feel like you have forever, you will take forever. So whatever block of time you give yourself to complete something, that's the time that it will take you to complete it. So if you have 8 hours to complete a two-hour assignment, it's going to take you 8 hours. But if you have 2 hours to complete an eight-hour assignment, it's going to take you 2 hours. That is the way we operate. We've all done it. If you've been to school or had a deadline at work, and you know you shouldn't be working on it. You have 3 weeks to work on this paper, but somehow the night before you get it all done, right? It's 3 weeks of work, but you fit it in 1 day. How? Parkinson's Law. And another point that we want to bring up today is, successful people give themselves due dates, and they give themselves deadlines, and they do that to monitor progress. You know, if you want to lose weight, a lot of people are in the gym, and I use this a lot because it applies to everyone. They always say, I want to lose this many pounds by a certain date. It gives them a goal. It gives them kind of, you know, parameters to work in and to monitor their progress. And a lot of people, the reason why it's important to do that, because you don't know you're progressing unless you monitor. It's like you don't know you're losing weight unless you keep weighing yourself. You know, so when you put a date on things or you determine when things are going to happen, it kind of gives you something to kind of compare yourself to or monitor yourself on, like a scale, to see how much you're progressing throughout this process. So, and if you do not determine when, you will never know how close you are. You know, if you never weigh yourself, you never know how much weight you lost. So you want to continue to, like I said, put those dates so you know how far you are from your goal. So here it is. The big question, Bree, is what was the big question? Oh, that was why was it important? A bigger question is how determine when? How do you decide when? How do you just decide when is that time? Or how do you decide to put, you know, what date you should put, you know, what date should you complete this on? Well, step one, Bree, do you want to, like, help us through this, you know, step one? And kind of, we can kind of go back and forth on this. I definitely want to hear your thoughts on it as well.
Oh, I would definitely love to, but really quick, I wanted to go back, if you don't mind. I had a question about, you know, when you say putting that date on something, if you don't look at your progression, and then you'll never know where you're going. And I just kind of want to emphasize the point that it's goal setting. And when you're goal setting, you have to put a date on it. And that doesn't mean that you have to meet that goal by that date, but it's all about the progress. That's the key word that you're using, that progress, because now you are closer to your goal, you know, because becoming healthier and more fit, you can never stop. You can never stop. It's just something that you continue on. It's a lifestyle, you know? So I think that that's pretty interesting that you kind of touched on. Now, you were talking about step one for how to determine. How, is that what you said?
Yeah, like you know, like we're talking about putting a date, but how do you know, you know, how do you know how to determine what date to put? You know, like how long should it take me to complete this goal? Like, how do you decide, you know, because, of course, you know, you if your goal is to build Rome, it can't be 24 hours, you know. If your goal is to, you know, we keep using, you know, weight loss because it's one of the most prominent, I guess, goals that most people have is fitness. But, you know, whether you're fit or not fit, the goal is still to be fit. So, you know, putting that, you know, if you're trying to lose 100 pounds in 2 weeks, you know, that's kind of like not really feasible. So, yeah, I just kind of want you to kind of go through the step one at, you know, like how to determine when, like how to determine what day to put on a specific goal.
Well, I think the way you would determine when is really just setting a good amount of time, what is believable for you. You know, because like you said, that 24-hour turnaround, it's not going to happen overnight. So let's talk about, you know, let's set increments of maybe 30 days. So we'll do a 30-day goal. Let's check in then. And then a 60-day, and then a 90-day. And then, you know, because time, it'll become second nature. And as we all know, after doing something for 21 days, it becomes a habit. It's a habitual.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know if that's the answer you were looking for, but that's kind of how I go about setting my goals and determining when, you know, my dates are going to be when I check in.
And you know what? And that's a great way to do it. And I also set 7 days. Anybody I've met with or coached with personally, we set those 7 days and those 30-day goals. So I think I agree with you 100% on setting goals in that fashion. And just to give people who are listening kind of a standard, you know, I guess, for your notes, I like to say, you know, if you're writing this down or if you're taking, you know, mental notes or physical notes, this is probably what you want to have written down on your paper right now. So we're going to go through it, you know, how to determine when. Step one, you know, you have to determine how many hours a day you're willing to put into moving closer to your goal. Because before a week happens, there's 7 days. So let's start breaking it down daily. How many hours a day are you willing to do it? Maybe it's 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day. And, you know, I personally, you know, me, I don't like to work on anything more than 3 to 4 hours a day because I start to lose interest in it for a period of time. So a lot of times I'll spend an hour on something and move on. And that way I don't get exhausted and I don't burn out of ideas. So anyways, how many hours a day are you willing to put into you know, whatever it is you're doing. And the worst thing to do is to not have a set amount of time to progress towards a goal. Most people don't put up, kind of like work at 8 hours a day for the most part to do a certain amount of work. You know, put a time limit on yourself because you don't want to exhaust yourself. Life is not all about working, getting to your goal. It's about living. This is just a small aspect. Success of completing something, a goal, is a small corner of what success really is. You know, but that's what we're focusing on right now, that little corner, because it's prominent. So, you know, how many hours a day? You need to have a set amount of time. After that, you know, understand that it's counterproductive to work on anything all day, every day. It's counterproductive to work on anything all day, every day. You grow tired, bored, frustrated, which can lead you to quit, or it will invite procrastination, because if you feel like you put, you know, 4 hours yesterday, you don't want to put another 4 hours today. You know, so you won't put in anything, you know, and then you'll start to procrastinate. That's what happens, you know. So even, you know, people who study, go ahead.
You know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I really wanted to jump on that because you're right, the procrastination, that is such a struggle in today's society. We can get distracted so easily that I think a good tactic would be, you know, putting your phone on airplane mode or turning it off and getting you one of those timers and really just going to work, just writing down. You might not have no idea what you're getting ready to sit down and do or write or whatever, but just devote that time to you and building something so that every day you're progressing to whatever that goal is that you wanted to ultimately complete.
Absolutely, 100. And a major reason why people don't start things because of how long they think it's going to take them to finish them, you know. And I like to tell people, don't worry about the finish. Focus on the progress. And focus on the progress within the time frame you gave yourself. That's why it's important to give yourself the time. I'm telling you, you become so much more effective. And you can do so many more. You can do 100 things if you just set time aside for each one. So, you know, just think about that. And it will allow you, like I said, to enjoy other areas of your life. You know, it's not all work. Not all work. You can't all work. You have to enjoy life too. So it would, you know, by setting those hours for yourself on a daily, it would allow you to enjoy other areas of life. I don't know, family, TV, spiritual life, you know, and it will allow you to do it guilt-free in an accomplished state of mind. This is important with endorphins released in your brain because today you've made progress and you're done. Now you can do other things. Now you don't feel guilty about watching TV. It's like if you go to the gym 7 days a week, you're not going to feel guilty about eating that slice of pizza on day seven. You're not. You're like, I deserve it. So it's going to be a different feeling. And, you know, step two, it's true. You know, step two is decide when you want to be done working, you know, with your working life and retire. This is another important time to put on your goal and your life goal. Decide when you want to be done work, you know, done with your working life and retire. Put it, I don't care if it's 30 years old. Just put one there. Successful people always have the end result in mind, and retirement is the end for most of us, okay? And decide what you will do upon completion of your career. People say, I want to be a doctor. I say, okay, what do you want to do after you're a doctor? Because you will complete that goal. So think further now. Act like it's already done and keep going. Acting like it's already done will allow you to move a lot closer to that goal. You can believe it or not, it's the law of success, okay? And step three, finally, write these goals down. Write these days down. It has a huge psychological connection with your subconscious. Your subconscious will work without you thinking about it. So you'll move closer to those goals easier than you've ever moved closer to them just by simply writing them down. It seems tedious, simple, but it's incredibly important, and it has a mass effect on your progress, okay? And, you know, create your own hard deadline. You know, when it's written, you create like a hard deadline. It's like, you know, your boss giving you a date or, you know, when you get that syllabus at school and it gives you a date. And it's always written down, right? A hard deadline. Create a hard deadline for yourself as in school or as a work calendar. And when you write it down, it just makes it real, okay? So here's a question you should be asking yourself. Yeah.
I got a question for you. So if I write down a hard deadline, right? Now, because I'm so good to myself, sometimes I'm going to let myself slide.
I mean, do you recommend I get an accountability partner? Should I share this with someone? Should I have somebody hold me accountable even if they're not doing the same thing that I'm doing?
Well, let's just put it this way. Let's just start with writing it down right now. We can work through that, but a lot of people don't even get to that point of writing it down. And we'll let it see how that happens, okay? I mean, you know, you may do other things. You know, you, obviously, you're a lot more advanced because we've been going through this and we've been doing this for so long. So for you, you've already, experienced other problems past that progression. But right now, I think a lot of people don't even write things down. You know what I mean? So, just kind of, you know, after that point, I think, you know, in other shows, we will get into that, but obviously, the lack of our time, I would love to get into that, but the lack of time, we don't have that, and we got an incredible interview that I don't want to take time away from. So, but just to answer that question really quickly, yes, an accountability partner will be fantastic, and it will work well for you. All right, so question you should be asking yourself to end this. How bad do I want this? Do I believe I can commit to these times and dates? What if I miss a day or deadlines, like Bridget said? What if I miss a date or deadline? And last but not least, we ought to look for, we're taught to look for who, what, where, how, and often leave out his ugly cousin. But I don't want to take up too much of your time today. I really want to get this interview. I'm really excited. Bree, can you please let everyone know who we have on the air today?
Yes, my pleasure. So the lovely, lovely, fiery, fiery woman, lady boss, her name is Miss Kelly Page. She has been up on You Create Change website all week. This past week, she literally just got done with LA Swim Week. I mean, it was a huge thing for her and her business, and she's just booming right now. I'm so excited for her to get on here and really share some of her success tips and talk about how determination has helped her. So without further ado, Miss Kelly Page.
Hey, Kelly, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm already. I'm like, the second you hit that button, I'm here for you guys. I'm so thrilled to be on the line with you guys, and you're just crushing your show. Congratulations on your first month.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Hey, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show today. I believe that in this 10 minutes, you're going to give these people for listening and the people out there, you know, wanting to be in your position, real good information. So I'm excited. I'm just really excited.
Thank you.
So let's get to it, right? So, Kelly.
All right.
So, if you don't mind, just maybe 30 to 45 seconds, just letting people know who you are, you know, and what you do now.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, I'm super stoked to be here to share a few minutes with you guys tonight on your Monday. It's about to, you know, kick your week off the right way by tuning in every single Monday night, but this is something I'm very passionate about. I'm a full-time entrepreneur. I'm 30 years old. I started my business in 2012, which is a design collection, and it has really morphed and changed my life in more ways than I ever could have expected. Now my part-time passion has turned into a full-time passion. I left my career before I turned 30, so I guess technically by most people's stand, I retired myself. But I switched my mindset from a career mindset into passion and decided I wanted to live the rest of my life pursuing my passion until the day that I die. And so, things have been blowing up here. My biggest pastime that I never would have expected to find this, but I love coaching entrepreneurs. And I love working with anybody who has a dream, even if it's teeny tiny and they don't know exactly how to build their dream, you know, helping to give them a roadmap or an accountability partner to check in with. Because like Bree was saying, you know, some of us, we really need that accountability. I believe in that completely, but don't get confused. An accountability partner, you can tell them your goals, but the role of your accountability partner, should you choose that you need one in your life, they should just be there for mental support and to believe in the bigger vision and to remind you of where you're going. Because there's a lot of times where I've set crazy goals for myself. Some of them I hit, some of them I didn't. But the point is, exactly as Keith was saying, write down those goals over and over and over and over again until you get it ingrained in your head that you're going to hit it at some point. Because I can tell you both,
Bree and Keith have many times set goals where they've crushed it, but guess what winners do? They crush that goal, but they don't even really care about that goal because their vision is so much further down the road. It's like you can focus on a goal if you want to, but you're going to crush through it so quick. It's going to become second nature to you to just hit those goals. So much so where you just get in that zone where, you know, I'm on fire because it's something I love to do. Let's make this work. And you just wake up in that mindset, and it doesn't happen overnight, guys. It took me almost, 3 years to develop a mindset of going after a passion. It's a total mindset change. It's a total trip, but it's the best adventure you'll ever go on in your life. So that's kind of where
I'm at today.
I'd like to
ask you a question. I'm sorry to cut you off, but sure. I've been to your house. I've sat through one of your success sessions, and I'm gonna tell you guys, it was amazing. She did an incredible job. I mean, I was in there taking notes like crazy, and some of the information she was giving out for free was just, for free, most of the time we have to buy this stuff. We have to go to seminars and we have to buy the books, but she's giving out for free in her living room, and I saw her create these vision boards, and I like to ask you, on there from everybody, how important was it for you to have like that, I guess that, writing it down is one aspect, and of course a vision board is another aspect of visualizing it because it's down and you can physically see it just as you write. But how important was setting those dates or writing those things down? How much of a difference did that make for you to get to where you are?
It all comes down to simply organizing your crazy thoughts, because as dreamers and artists, we have a lot of them. They're not going to ever come organized, and how rare it is that artists and creatives ever are organized naturally. So writing it down just helps you to organize your thoughts, and then you can look at it overall and say, how am I going to start checking some of these things off of my list?
Okay. And how often did you set dates and times for yourself?
Sure. My calendar in the beginning was my savior. I still use it every single day of my life, because the more you write down, the more you make that date a reality. You keep that eraser with you, because like you were saying, there's just some goals that, you may set out and you don't know what's all entailed in reaching those goals, but give yourself the freedom to mess up a lot and fail a lot. But if you never set a goal, your mindset is already switched off. You're already setting yourself up for a delayed success, and you have no idea. Don't get discouraged by the hill you're trying to hike up when there's a mountain waiting for you to overcome on the further, the further down the road. So it's very important to write down dates. I think the more specific you can get in what that date looks like, the more real it becomes to you. Absolutely.
Can now I would like to ask you another question, because I know I've done this. I'm sure you've done it. How do you set your goals? Like, do you set them 7 days, 30 days, a month, a year? Like, so just so people can kind of get an idea of how you do it and maybe model that.
Absolutely. So I take a lot of notes. The way that I work now that I'm a full-time entrepreneur, I think more in terms of months. If I'm thinking down the road, I don't get too detailed with my year goals, because so much changes for me in just a day. Honestly, I come into contact with so many different people and I'm learning so much about myself. I'm always trying new strategies. So it's fun because it's like a chess game. So if you're thinking long term, if you're thinking 10 years down the road, you really have no idea what's going to happen in 10 years, but you can at least put out there into the universe what you want to accomplish. But where you get details is everything from today into the next 30 days. I love that you were talking about a 7-day and a 30-day kind of like a checkpoint, where you're going to hold yourself accountable of what am I going to get done? Because, if you can't stay accountable to a 7-day goal for yourself, you have no hope of making it a year or, really ever getting to that point mentally to go full-time for your passion.
Okay, awesome. And I would agree 100% with that. Making those goals based on, I believe, where you are right now. Some people need 7-day goals, but I think when you do start to develop wherever you are, you will start to – operate in terms of months, but I do as well. So that's awesome. And I would really love for you to take this moment in time to really share with people what you have going on moving forward. If you could take a minute or so to talk about your women's clothing line, My Tail Feathers, so that people know that you have your own clothing line and they should check that out. And also your coaching services. I really want people to be aware of what you have to come next, whether it's in the next week or month, please.
Absolutely. All right. So My Tail Feathers is a bikini kimono bridal collection growing very quickly. As Bree mentioned, we were just featured at LA Swim Week, and we've got joint venture partners coming out of every angle we could imagine, and very excited about that. But everything was started by me, designed by me, handmade here in Southern California. It's a lot of fun, and the message behind that is spreading love to yourself and with the world and with the people that you come into touch with on a daily basis. So that's something that's very near and dear to my heart, to build confidence within people through style. Mm. Thank you. And then the coaching, what I've been doing this year is I've been hosting a success night at my home the first Thursday of every single month. So the last meeting for 2015 will actually be the first Thursday of August. And then from there, we are actually switching up gears because 2015 is wrapping up, and I'm all about rewarding those who have been putting in the effort to chase their dreams. So we're actually launching a small groups of mastermind accelerated trainings where we're going to be focusing on breaking down in small intimate groups of accountability what are the things that you really need to get focused on, right? You have your urgent goals, you have your important goals, but you really need to be focusing the last part of 2015 on your significant goals. What's going to put money in your pocket? What's going to give you that little bit more free time? And how can we really, cut the fluff and just really go after it? So I'm super stoked to knock out those types of coaching, because launching into 2016, that's where it's going to get bananas. We're going to officially be launching Lady Boss Lifestyle, where people from all over the world can come and get interviews and insight from entrepreneurs. So my private coaching sessions will be part of it. Men and women welcome, all ages, and it's just a joy to share that with you all who are listening in tonight.
Well, there goes Ms. Kelly Page. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Those who are listening, please check out Kelly Page, My Tail Feathers, and you can add her on Facebook. It's Kelly Page, okay? Add her on Facebook?
Yep, Kelly KP Page.
There it is. And you can go through the You Create Change website if you want to find out all the information about her. And I just appreciate. Thank you for coming on the show. And I think people really gained a lot from it. And I knew that they would. So
absolutely, I want to give you guys a huge shout out. You guys are amazing. Just keep crushing it. I'm so stinking proud of you both. I want to just give you props while everybody's here, because you deserve that recognition. As you guys are crushing it, I see your vision. I see where you're going to take this, and I'm so proud of you both.
Thank you so much. That means so much. See, you give and you receive. You give and you receive. Thank you so much, though. That means a lot coming from you. All right, guys. Well, next week we meet again Monday. We're going to be talking about goal setting, and that's going to be a real, real important. Now, we learned about when. It's write down. Now, write down goals and time. Now we're going to talk about what goals should we be setting for ourselves. And we also have next week, of course, a new creative. Bree, would you briefly talk about the new creative for the week?
Yes. So tomorrow, live on the website, youcreatechange.us, Ms. Chris Rickard will be going live on our page, and she will be featured next Monday. And, yes, love Chris. Chris has she has a company called The Color of Energy, and she creates accessories of the different colors of the chakras that give you – you basically can put on the color that you want to feel like. So if you want to feel like a bright, bubbly yellow, put it on, and she teaches you how to do that. She'll be coming live with us next Monday, so I'm really excited about that.
All right, next Monday, goal setting, Chris Rickard. Don't miss it. Thank you guys once again for tuning to another week of You Create Change Radio. Check out the website, and just remember, have faith in what you believe. Thank you.
And like us on Facebook.
Yeah, like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're getting up our Twitter, so it's going to be coming soon. Thank you, guys.